Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The DH, Don Money. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob McClure. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The catcher, Don Slott. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to third. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thomas. The throw from Slott to White and they have Thomas trapped. The throw over to Akins, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with McClure covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Otis moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. White reaches second base with a double. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Slott takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvy strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. the Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Slott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to second. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's Brewers, 3, Royals, 3. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-3 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Dennis Worth pinch runs for Willie Akins. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. White bunts towards first. Cooper fields the ball and throws to Fingers covering. Safe. Martin scores. Worth moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.